Pô, tá de fogo aí mesmo. Oh, I thought we had it in Honolulu, man, over here. I guess it comes from over here, bro.
Yes.
Well, white man was boss up last night, but... Oh, yeah. I'm just going to share one song this morning. It's an original. In 1997, actually, after high school, I was laid off from a ranch, from Kulo Ranch, and I was wide open for playing music, and I was getting the calls from all over. So I started playing music right out of high school, and I was playing music over 20 years secularly, and kind of fell away. That's why every time I had family reunion, only my sisters was here. Everybody was like, "How come you don't come?" I was like, "Oh, I was missing in action." But I fell into the baggage of everything that comes with that. Long story short, I actually became addicted. I was an addict. I was everything that comes with that lifestyle. But praise the Lord, my wife stayed with me through all of that. But in 1997, my second pregnancy, which is Kupa'a, 3 months into the pregnancy, we had a call from the doctors, and they told us that he was going to be on sick baby. I had to do a lot of soul searching. We left the hospital. I told my wife, "Get your family, get my family." Got together. I told my parents, I told everybody, "I'm sorry for everything I did. Forgive me."
Amen.
And I knew I needed to change my life. You know, sometimes when you know the Lord and you fall away, you truly want to come back.
Amen. Yes, amen.
But the enemy has the addiction, the chemical, when it gets a hold of you, it's a whole different story. You know, it's not something easily to break. Yeah, it's a stronghold. Yeah, but Jesus can break that.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But anyway, through our pregnancy, yeah, and we said we're not going to take no tests, no nothing, trust it, everything. And I came up with this song, "Glory to the King." It speaks about me surrendering my life.
Hallelujah.
Surrendering my life, giving it all up, and I'm done with the world. My son going to be 20, clean and sober, 20 years now.
Amen.
Sold out for the Lord. I'm the praise and worship director back home. I mean, it's not a position thing. It's all about God, not about me. But God has done amazing things in my life. Can Kupa play the bass, Uncle?
Yes.
So, this is what we do. And, hon, you must have come sing with us. Or you can film. You can film. That's okay. But, I wrote this song because by the time it came to the night, like almost time to give birth, I knew already. I knew God was going to do something. And he was born 8, almost 9 pounds, healthy. Came out, the doctor was crying. She said, "You know what, Mrs. Akau, you don't have a triple mock baby. You have a normal baby." And from that day, from now and all, and we minister. My older boy plays the drums, and I just thank the Lord for blessing our family. Thank you, Auntie Ilima Kahu. Thank you. Thank you.
All my
I was blind, couldn't see the glory that He holds. He's a great physician who could heal your every cry. He heals the sick.
Pregnancy. To begin with, we were married 7 years before we even had our first child. So our second child came 4 years later, and at 3 months, the doctors tell you that your baby is Down syndrome. I was at work. I called him to meet me or pick me up, that we have to go to the fetal diagnostic lab, and they're going to run more tests. But I needed to know what was his decision. Because as a parent, we cannot rely just on the mom to make all the decisions, or just the dad to make all the decisions, because we're a family. So I already knew what my decision was, but I needed to know what he wanted. So I asked him, you know, normally when people are told that they're having a Down syndrome baby, the first thing to do is to abort. He said, honey, whatever you want. I go, well, that's not the answer I'm looking for. I need you to tell me what you want. Do you want a Down syndrome baby, or do you want to have a normal and healthy baby? Because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because we trust in God. I go, exactly. So when we went there, and they bought out all the paperwork, they did just an ultrasound. I allowed them to do an ultrasound, and they said that he had all the signs, you know, with the blood test. The ultrasound showed that he had a thickening in the back of his neck. And I touched the back of my neck, so did I at that time. But, you know, we believe in someone with higher authority, but I now remember it now, because on line number 6 it said, even if you're having a normal baby, it was a amnio thing. Anyway. But it said, even if the baby was normal, this procedure itself can cause you to have an abortion on its own. So I looked at him, I said, before we came here, we already had our decision. And most of all, God is ahead of us. He is in charge of us. We believe in someone in higher authority, so it doesn't matter what man says, God said what it was going to be. So we told the doctors, the nurses, no, we're just going to go home. We're going to keep our baby as our baby is. And taking the fluid from my stomach to test it is only going to please you. But we believe in someone in high authority, which is our Lord and Savior, and he's going to pull us through. And exactly what he said, by calling our families together, where we're all ho'oponopono, that's the main thing, because Jesus forgave us. All we have to do is ask.
Amen.
And he forgave us that. So be blessed. Love you, folks. And it's great to be here.
Still, as you guys know, I'm perfectly normal.